Welcome back into the press box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka, the grand domo of all things involving the press box and the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Make sure you go. You're here on the Facebook page. Make sure you go and see all the great everything that is happening and all the progress that's being made with the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Gene McLean is here with us to talk about racing once again at Churchill Downs.
Buzzy, it's that time of year, November, Thanksgiving, you know, great time of year as always, and really kind of concluding the big time racing in this state, although Churchill is now bought and purchased and will be running Turfway Park. And
yep.
One of the most exciting things, I think, for the Kentucky circuit is that they're going to be improving and doubling those purses up there immediately. And then as soon as their race meet at Turfway is concluded in March, they'll be doing demolition and reconstruction and a whole new racing facility in northern Kentucky. Another example of how the racing in Kentucky has really become one of the best, if not the best, racing circuit in the country. But Churchill Downs, big November, Buzzy, a lot of fun in November leading up to the big races around the Thanksgiving holiday.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's go ahead and take a look at what we've got coming up. You have got Candy Baker's $125,000 Jefferson Cup winner, Spectacular Gem, in a field of 14 over the Matt Wynn Turf Course for today's 16th running of the $175,000 Grade 3 Commonwealth Turf.
Yeah, Buzzy, and, you know, 14 horses, that's an oversubscribed field of horses, and that's what you get nowadays in Kentucky, full fields nearly in every race, even in our race a couple weeks, 10 days ago now. We had 12 of the field starting gate, and that's the norm here in Kentucky now, and this is a really deep and talented field. You mentioned Spectacular Gem, you know, trained by Jimmy Baker. He went wire to wire at the Jefferson Cup with jockey James Graham up. You know, this horse is, went off that day at 36-1, in the two races ago in the Caesar Stakes at Indy Grand. You know, this horse is really coming to his own, Buzzy. And, you know, he has the tactical speed to get himself out there, get in a position. And, you know, with the rains that we've had of late, this turf course and with the cooler nights, maybe have a little give to it, maybe a more yielding course than what we saw back when Spectacular Gem won the Jefferson Cup, Buzzy. So I think it'll be a different tactical race. I think there'll be a little bit more strategy on the front end of it and the yielding, the potential of a yielding track on Saturday lends itself to maybe some of the deeper closers coming from the back.
Okay, so the thing that I want to know is, you know, and listen, I rely on you all the time, but when we've got football and basketball and all sorts of stuff that is kind of crossing over, how do you play it, my friend?
Very good question. I love your sincerity. I'm going to go with a horse from the Brad Cox barn by the name of Marquis Prince. Marquis Prince is very interesting. Had a really good winter down at Fairgrounds in early spring. But this horse has been a regular workmate of Monomoy Girl. And, she was on the return path. So she sustained a little setback, a little injury. She's going to be coming back in 2020 to race again. I think that's exciting news coming out of the Brad Cox barn. But Marquis Prince has been a regular workmate with Monomoy Girl most of the summer. And this horse has really got some talent of his own. I really think he has a big shot. You know, there's a horse up here owned by Bruce Lunsford. Remember that name?
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
He's got a horse in here by the name of Armitus Day. Won the Grade 3 Ontario Derby. Ran second, actually, in that race up in Canada. But that horse has got a shot. And then there's a horse in here that I really kind of intrigued by the name Nix Go. Nix Go's had a rough year for Ben Colebrook, based out of Keeneland. Has a ton of speed, but will be transitioning over to the grass. I really think this one will be a push kind of horse along with Spectacular Jim. Those two now in the race may set it up for one of the deeper closers in the race. And there's a horse that I'm not going to forget by the name of Faraway Kitten, ridden by Julian Leveroux and trained by Mike Maker. You asked the question, how am I going to play it?
Yes.
I'm going to play Marquis Prince, Buzzy, as my number one pick. I'm going to use him with Faraway Kitten and the horse from the Ontario Derby, the Grade 3 Ontario Derby, Armistice Day. Those are the three key on Marquis Prince.
And that's the Press Box in our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equirite, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, hope you and yours have a great weekend. Stay warm. Make those bets in front of the fire, and may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend. I want to tell you, your Breeders' Cup notation on Serengeti Empress, she ran very, very well to be third in the distaff, and I thought of you the entire trip.
Yes.
Your selections are always on point, and I look forward to seeing you soon, my friend.
With the exception of one notable derby, which we'll talk about at some other time. Have a great weekend, my friend.
See you, brother.
All right, bye.